Que mulinho. I was just driving very long time, and then I got food with Gigi Mama, and now I'm home. So my update is that no stream, but I have to talk. I want to talk. Good morning, everyone. I'm not looking at this stupid chat. I mean, I can kind of look at it, but I hate the stupid Twitter space chat, so I'm not really looking at it. But I see your G-Moonings. I see it. But tomorrow, here's your early space update. Tomorrow, I'm doing two streams. So you'll have two of me. Two of me in one day. Whoa, two G-Moonings in one day? That's true. Tomorrow, that's me. The first one will be on CC channel. The second one will be on Mori Kalaibi's channel. And then the rest of the week is Silk Song dependent. So just expect the game. Silk Song. If Silk Song perms are required, Silk Song. And if not, then I'll figure it out. But that's my schedule. Okay, I had to talk about this musical. It's been in my head because the entire time I was driving, I was listening to the soundtrack of this musical. And it's like you watch a musical for the first time and it's like really beautiful. But because it's really loud or, you know, you can't hear things when you're in a theater sometimes. So it's hard to get everything. And then that's why I always like listening to the soundtrack after I watch a musical. And I watch the musical and it's so beautiful. I keep thinking about it. And it's just, I listened to it all last night and listened to it all today in the car. And I'm like, oh my God, this musical is so beautiful. And the arrangement and the orchestra and oh my God, the strings. There's like strings in every single song. It's so beautiful. And then the ensemble, they're not always present, but then it's like the two main leads and the ensemble is only in a few songs. And when they are there, their presence is so, it's so uplifting. And I don't know, my spoilery thoughts, because, you know, if you want to watch the musical, but you want to go in completely blind, I'm going to say spoilers. Leave now. Leave. Get out of here. Okay, so the musical is about these two robots who have been left behind by their owners, and they're just like chilling in robot retirement dumpster home, basically. And one robot believes that his owner will come back for him and come get him. And the other robot is like, you are stupid. But they go and look for his owner anyways. And it's just about these two robots who they're just learning to be alone. And they fall in love, and it's really beautiful. And I don't know, watching it in person, there's like the scene where the music swells and then the entire theater goes black. It's so good. It's so moving. And it's just so beautiful. And when I was first watching it, like my impressions was that like the plot was kind of like the pacing of it was kind of fast. And the writing was just a little goofy. And it was like, it's kind of like clumsy, and on first impression, you can kind of tell, but then the more I think about it, it's like, this is the robot's first time falling in love, and their love clumsy, and their innocence, and just like, you know, childlike whimsy of them discovering things, and it's, oh my God, it's so beautiful. It just, the more you think about it, the more beautiful it is. And then there's like some songs that really stick with me, and it's just so good. And I've also been thinking, like, you know how, I don't even know how to go into this. It's like when an English teacher is like, look at this curtain. Look at this blue curtain. What does this blue curtain symbolize? And then you're always memeing when you're in school. You're like, that's just a blue curtain. The author just intended for that to be a blue curtain. But what your teacher wanted you to do is like, look inside of you. What does this blue curtain mean to you? Well, not really. But, you know, it's like stories have different meanings to people. And what you interpret, what you get out of a story is like just so deeply personal and individual to you. And I think more people should tap into that because art is dying. We have there's just so many things where it's like, oh, this thing will give me the answer and it'll tell me about, you know, ChatGPT moment where you put something in and it spits out an answer. But we should look at a piece of art and we should just see what it means to us. And that, it's just, I always feel like, oh, if I like make up, if I look at this thing and I get something out of it, am I being pretentious? Am I just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel pretentious when I say stuff, but it's just, oh my God. Thank you for listening. That's my there. Thanks for tuning in. I just had to talk about it. I'm babbling. Someone listen to the soundtrack, or if I got you interested in it, you should watch it somehow one day if you ever go to New York. It's awesome. Just 1 hour of beauty and awesomeness. Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye. You later.